Well, what do you think monsters do? They do monstrous things.
They do monstrous things. Eddie Cohn. Oh, my goodness.
There he is. Oh, he's back.
The GOAT.
He's
we
back.
We need him. Can we get Eddie to join us?
Can we get Eddie to join us for 5 minutes?
You got 5 minutes?
Five minutes. All right.
You want to sit down?
Let's get a
set of headphones.
Get a mic and a camera.
The GOAT.
Set up for Eddie.
The GOAT.
Oh, he's
telling his wife, come have a seat.
You're welcome to jump in.
No. She's having none of that.
She doesn't want everyone to know that she's married to me.
You got 5 minutes. Go play the field out there.
Yeah. It says goat babysitter.
Goat babysitter.
It's
amazing.
It's not
oh,
a lie.
My God.
That's amazing.
Eddie Cohn.
What's up, guys?
It's great to have you, man. It's been good to see. I've seen you like 3 or 4 times this weekend so
just
far.
Just having fun, wandering about aimlessly.
Are you at that stage where you're like, why the hell am I still here?
Only when it gets crowded on Saturday.
Right. Yeah.
The rest of the time, it's fun because you're around always cool people.
Right.
Anyone that would really know me knows about powerlifting and isn't a fucking idiot.
Right.
So how bad can it be?
I love it.
Yeah. Who do you still, like, do you run into your old competitors and guys?
A few.
Yeah. You
the
still,
ones that are still alive.
Some of the old boys. Yeah.
But I love some of the old school bodybuilders, too.
Yeah.
I had some good conversations with Sean Ray.
Yeah.
Right.
And Johnny Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Because we went through all the same stuff.
Right.
The real, real hardcore, dirty ass gyms and just training your fucking ass off. And the stuff we did enabled everyone else to learn off us.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I know a lot about you because I read your Wikipedia, which is all facts. But when was your last meet?
2007.
2007. Yeah. And is it, did you set, technically you set 170 world records?
They say 71, but there's so many records that I rebroke my own.
Right.
I really didn't give a crap about that.
Yeah.
I just was out there for me.
Yeah.
Right.
As long as I could get better, I kept getting better. And that was it. That's all I cared about.
Yeah. Warming up with the final lifts of some of your the competitors in the class ahead of you back in those days?
No, my last warm-ups were higher than their lifts.
I remember that's a legendary story as he was doing warm-ups in the back.
Yeah.
He had to go out to the platform to do his last warm-up because he didn't have enough weight loaded in the back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think my last warm-up was like 892, and I walked out there without my shoes tied or anything like that and just did it.
Just did your rep and then put it down.
Yeah.
Do you imagine that I come out to do mine, I ask him to take 100 off
yeah.
so I could jump in and do my hopeful green light squat.
Now powerlifting nowadays, it's pretty, it's grown.
Yes.
Immensely.
Incredibly all over the world.
All over the world. And the women coming into it. Like
yes.
Back when you were powerlifting, how many chicks were in the gym chalking
up? Not nearly
up?
As many. The first time I went to Australia to do some seminars, they had their nationals over there, and that was the first time I saw a women's only day, and it was packed, and they all got along fine. And a lot of the women trained a lot of powerlifting stuff because they like the way it makes their legs and butt look.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they start competing a little bit, and it's all fun for them.
That's
so
awesome.
So why not? It gets, a girl's day.
Yeah, shit. I know. It seems like, with Instagram now, like, do you sometimes scroll through Instagram and you're like, what has powerlifting become?
As long as judging is okay,
yeah.
I love all of it.
Yeah.
I love all of it.
Yeah, because you're like the cement floor that all of this has been built on.
There was great guys that came before me. I mean, I told you the story of when I first met Arnold because I tried to do bodybuilding.
Right.
I came up to his chest. I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to be Franco.
Right.
And then Franco with the strength stuff that he liked, I tried to gravitate towards that, and I saw Kaz lift on TV.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a second. You could be that big, that strong, and not have to diet and pose on stage. I'm going to try to do that.
The
hardest part was probably trying to get a tan.
Right.
Yeah.
But right when I started powerlifting, I just freaking loved it. I was like a duck to water. I knew that was my stuff.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How long did it take before everyone else, like, what was the very first gym you started powerlifting in? Like, what you call
it
your first gym?
It was an old Chicago health club. that ended up turning into Bally's.
Okay.
Wow, really?
Okay.
And then from there, I went to a garage gym with some people. Remember the movie Rudy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In his brother's garage out in Joliet,
You're
Illinois.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
That's
You're
amazing.
Kidding.
Yeah. And then I went to Quads Gym.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what I'm known for, mostly quads.
Yeah.
And now I lived at a little gym called Lance's and just in the right down the street from where Chicago White Sox play,
yeah.
in the basement, like when Rocky went back to Russia.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like remember the, you ever been to Metroflex gym over there?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you bump into something, you need a tetanus shot. That's
yeah,
my
yeah,
kind of gym.
Yeah, that's yeah. Kind
I like
of gym.
That's my kind like of gym.
What at what age and what point, I mean, I know it was really early, but when did the other lifters around you just go, oh, shit.
You're different.
You're different.
Well, my first meet was in 1980 when I was 16. I was a very light 165er. And 4 years later, in 84, I won my first world championships at 181.
Really?
Yeah,
4 years?
Yeah.
That's insane.
So yeah. I went pretty fast.
How many guys, like back in the day when you went to the Worlds, how many guys were there?
From the other countries, there's tons of lifters
right.
from other countries. Because they don't have all the sports saturation that we have in the U.S.
Right. They have less choices of what they're
yes.
going to do.
So a lot of them, their countries, the government backs all the sports, even powerlifting.
You can Olympic yeah. lift or power lift or something.
Yes, yes. So right. whoever's not good in Olympic lifting will probably do powerlifting.
Right. right.
Yeah.
right.
What You're not going to go to the official Olympics.
What right. was like the craziest country that you went to lift in? Like just the most unique experience.
Russia.
Back in the...
They can pack a 3,000-seat auditorium in 40 minutes.
Now,
oh, really?
And be sold out.
So,
really?
Wow.
Yes.
What year would that have been? Like, you went to Russia, or was it still Soviet?
It was still Soviet.
Still Soviet Union.
Yeah.
yeah that's yeah, not maybe. Russia.
Yeah.
That's old school.
That's USSR.
USSR, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was very, very cool. But that first meet they ever had that I competed in, they had Olympic lifting bars and plates.
Yeah.
So on the way down, you're shaking like a leaf, praying to God that nothing happens. I made so many deals with God that day that just for me to be alive, I'm part priest right now.
How were the guys there? I mean, were there anybody you could communicate with in
yes.
Russia? They speak English?
Yeah, yeah and they had people that did speak English.
Okay,
right.
yeah. okay. And how were like the competitors there that you talked to?
They're all
to?
Great.
Yeah?
Everyone's great. They're always nice. But, you know, the Russians will find a way to beat you, to beat what records, you know, hook or crook, they will find a way to be on top.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And they probably say the same thing about us.
Yeah, probably.
like when you say find a way, you mean they're blasting music outside your hotel room so you can't get a
yeah,
good night's
sleep?
Yeah,
pretty
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're, you know, the old trick, I think there's some famous hockey players that used to send, like, hookers to the other team's rooms and stuff like that.
Oh, man.
Whatever it takes.
And still lost.
And still lost, yeah. Yeah, whatever it takes.
Or the other guy's lost with a smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did people start calling you the GOAT?
I don't even know.
Do you remember the first time you heard it?
That was 85, the year
after. Yeah, the year
he
after
won
I
the
won
first
the
world.
World.
Yeah. 85 was the second Worlds.
Yeah.
And I went from 181 to 198 to 220.
Yeah.
The only time I moved up was weight with when I got too lean.
Right.
And then it felt dangerous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, like, remember John Paul Fuchs?
Yes.
When he blew
yeah.
out his legs?
Yeah.
Well, he was getting ready for a contest.
That was the right after a contest.
And he was still too lean.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could
I remember
that
shit, and I was like, no way. When it felt dangerous, I just went up a weight class.
Yeah. So you would get to the point you had enough muscle that you had to go up
yes.
to have some fat
yeah.
to go with it.
I tried to get fat. I just couldn't eat enough. I could never eat enough.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
Do you feel like any of the new guys are feeling more inspired? Just to kind of take people back for a minute, we talked when we had you on the show about how you did a lot of bodybuilding exercises, and you tried to train, like, every muscle of the back. So you were doing bent over rows and bodybuilding exercises.
Oh, yeah.
And you basically looked like a cross between a power lifter and a bodybuilder, and maybe a little WWF mixed in there.
Especially with the singlet,
craziness.
You know?
Do you feel like there's been any type of, like, a resurgence of going more for the look that you had besides just...
See, it wasn't... The reason I did the power bodybuilding stuff was because I didn't want to have a weakness anywhere.
Yeah.
No matter what exercise it was, I did not want it to be weak.
Right.
So I figured if I got everything strong all around, I'm going to have a bigger platform to lift off of a base.
Right.
The problem now, a lot of guys do so much only squat, bench, deadlift that they forget the fact that there's going to be weaknesses.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
like all of us have to say a different strength and weaknesses here and here.
Right.
But if all you do is squat, bench, and deadlift, and your strengths go up this high, that big gap in between is going to show up in a snap, crackle, pop in your body, or you won't make any progress anymore. And you'll be fed up with it, and you'll say, oh, this routine sucks and all this stuff, when you suck because you didn't do what you're supposed to.
Right.
Bring up all your weaknesses. So that was my off season: high bar, close stand squats, because I was strong in my hips and back, so it was all quad stuff. Deficit deadlifts, benching with my feet up in the air. Everything that I could do harder that would transfer over, I did.
Right.
I would like train like a squat or a high bar squat, a deadlift, a deficit deadlift, a bent row, stiff leg deadlifts, shoulder presses, dips, inclines, close grips, all the same way that I trained getting ready for a contest, all the way down to triples.
No kidding.
Crap. Triple on a dip?
Yeah. So all my compound movements, I got strong as hell on.
While you were doing
so
that.
So there was no weakness anywhere.
Wow. Yeah, no
so
angle.
I describe it like, you know, you see the guys over there with the suits of armor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wherever you hit, there's a chunk of strength and muscle.
Right.
So you're going to last longer.
What? I love that.
You were obviously the first one to think that all the way through. Did anyone start asking you, like, why are you wasting your time with this? Or,
no.
Or in reverse, say, why am I not doing this? What should I do?
If they did, I didn't pay attention to them.
Right.
I was in my own world. I just wanted to get better. So as long as I could get better, I kept going.
Right.
I just got better a whole bunch of different times for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's what the guys don't realize, that every time you get that every single exercise a little bit stronger, you're building a bigger base to build upon.
Right.
And that's what they don't understand. You take your time.
Yeah.
I like the mentality.
Like you're not going to be the greatest bodybuilder in the world if you don't take your time. If all it was taking a whole bunch of drugs and pumping all the time, everyone would be Mr. Olympia all the time.
Right.
It's not that. You got to put in the time and the effort, and a lot of people don't take the time to do that anymore.
Right. Yeah.
It's a race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking, Ron? Remember we did that that reaction video to Tom Haviland?
Yeah.
Oh, imagine if...
He's awesome.
Yeah. Imagine if we had the go down with us.
What do you think of that guy?
He's amazing. Josh Bryan helps him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I helped Josh Bryan since he was like 15 years old.
Okay.
He used to call me. He stole my number from a friend of his, who's a friend of mine, his dad, and started to call me when he was 15 years old.
You're kidding.
That's amazing.
And Josh is very learned. He is a good student, and he's taken it a lot farther even than I did.
Wow.
But he's great, and he does a great job with Tom. Tom's just a freak how lean he is and still benches like 650 and does the craziest shit with whatever it is. Lifting a cow all the time.
Pierce to live in the bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking crazy.
You know?
But he's a super nice, humble guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you come to the Arnold now, I mean, how many of these have you come to?
I think I missed 2 years in a row, and I missed the very first one. Every other one I've been
but
to.
But other than that, it's like 30 or something
like that.
No
kidding.
You know what? Look, I get to see you guys. I get to see all kinds of cool people.
Yeah.
That's my choice to see.
Yeah.
Right.
And I decide where I go and who I hang out with, so it's always fun. The people that'll come up with me are guys that are like all tattooed up, have piercings, and look like the wretched refuse of society. Those are the guys that I love and I trust more than anyone.
I feel like I got described.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not like all made up and show and all that other stuff. They're just real people.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. What do you think of watching that? You know, he saw Thor pull 1,060 on the like elephant play. Bar.
Did it look like nothing?
Like nothing. But that was his second attempt. He didn't have to take a third.
That was like, I told him, I go, they could have added 50 or 100 pounds the way that pulled up.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do you think monsters do? They do monstrous things.
They do monstrous things.
Yeah. I mean,
what do you expect?
I told him, like, you got to watch it. It moved, and I was like, it looked like it was 405.
Yeah, it was really easy. It was like 1,006 or something.
Yeah. Insane.
What's your favorite thing to watch here? Do you, like, you know, the strongman, they had some on stage. You got the bodybuilding.
I like watching the strongman. I like it all if I can be close. I'm not going to sit way back in the crowd. And
sound like me at a concert.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to do that. And my favorite thing to do is just to walk around and mingle.
Yeah. And get grabbed when you're walking by and
there's
be pulled into
wrong
a
with
chair.
That's not bad as long as they get to sit down.
There you go. Hey,
with all the ladies powerlifting now.
There's no ladies that like me. Maybe women, but no ladies.
Okay. I was just going to say, does the wife ever have a laugh if, like, a young girl wants a photo with you? Oh, my God.
Not at all. She has fun. She'll take the picture.
Yeah.
And she'll rip on me and make jokes about me to the girl.
That's amazing.
Oh, I want my picture with Ed. I want my picture with Ed.
They'll, like, see, oh, my God, your hands are big. My wife would say, yeah, well, not everywhere. Scott, you met my wife before.
She's amazing.
Yeah, she's a good one. She's great.
She doesn't let you get
it. Well, she competed for Norway on the national team when she was like 16 years old.
Oh, no way.
Well, okay. What she holds over my head is she went in her first powerlifting meet 6 months before I did.
Wow.
Oh, she got you forever on that one.
Yes.
So she says, well, when you've been lifting as long as I have.
Yes, exactly.
Then you learn things, Ed. You learn some things.
Yes.
That's amazing.
So she's been with you through all this shit.
Yeah, and, you know, she started traveling around with a bunch of guys on the national team and seeing how guys are idiots, so there's nothing I could get over on her either.
Right. Yeah.
And since we're from the same era, she knows everything about all the old bodybuilders and even, like, old little poems that were in Muscle and Fitness and all the nicknames of all the bodybuilders. And, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Neat.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ron, one other thing. I know you were talking about stem cells a while ago. If you were still considering that, you should definitely talk to Eddie.
Ask me.
Because he's a guy, he knows a lot about it.
I first went to Columbia and had it done.
Yeah.
Then I went to the Dr. Adil Khan that's very popular now.
Yeah, is that Dubai?
Dubai and Los Cabos, Mexico. I went to Los Cabos last year around this time.
Okay,
right. And he did Sebum.
Yep.
And I actually talked to Sebum, and I talked to... who's the other bodybuilder from Canada over there?
Oh. Ian?
Or
Ben?
Arabish.
Fuad.
Yeah. Fuad. I talked to him, too. And they've both been having a lot of good things happen.
Nice. Right.
Yes.
Right. So when did you go twice?
I went to Los Cabos 4 years ago. And I went... Or no, last year. And I went to Colombia 3 years before that.
What do you notice?
Yeah.
Clarity of thought first.
I need that.
Dude, you get an IV of 200 million stem cells. You wake up the next morning and you swear to God you're the smartest man alive. You can hear a pin drop. All gray matter is gone.
Wow.
It's like,
that's insane.
Holy crap. Your clarity of thought is out of this world.
And how long does that last?
Still to this day.
He's a genius.
It's gone. You're way better forever.
I seriously need that.
We have no idea
how dumb
we are.
You're way better forever. Yeah. And like those, you know, the... Meshkamol or however, I always say it
wrong.
Those are good for like an IV or in the joint.
Yeah. Right.
And then for like soft tissue injuries that Dr. Khan caught me, the fat stem cells are really good for soft tissue injuries.
Okay.
Really? And then I had, which is really cool, I had what they call implant placenta in each side of my abs that was an implant that dissolves over time.
Right.
And then I had a big, huge monster follistatin shot stuck in my belly too.
Wow. What do you think of the follistatin?
That's to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more like, you know, I don't know how good it is, or you they have to up the dose if you weigh a certain much.
Okay.
But yeah, for a regular person, I think that's the proper dose.
Okay.
For a trained athlete that already has muscle, I think they have to go a little bit higher.
Yeah. Right.
But it's getting better and better. This Dr. Khan, he goes everywhere in the world learning where the best to harvest the best stem cells. Like a friend of mine saw him in Dubai last year, a friend of mine from Australia. And Dr. Khan said, no, don't do it now. Do it next year. We're coming out with a new generation stem cell that's going to be even better.
No kidding. Wow.
So then I know the guy is, like, not money hungry. He's out to really cure people.
Yeah, no, he seems
like a genius.
He's really.
Because, you know, like at Swiss, when he was at Swiss, Eric Serrano.
Yeah.
Eric Serrano got up there to the mic and started trying to read off his phone, trying to, like, see what this guy knew. And Dr. Khan was incredible.
Right on top of
him. He's incredible.
He's young, too.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a couple years ago at the Swiss, Ken Kanakin, you know, Dr. Ken.
Ken was supposed to come by. He really? He texted me. He was with Eric. But I told him it was busy.
Eric's still talking.
They didn't want to go.
You can't understand Eric anyways.
Yeah.
But Dr. Ken told me how intelligent Dr. Khan was.
Yeah.
So me and some of my buddies went out to Los Cabos last year.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
that was really
heard
neat.
Good things.
You get some joints done?
Yeah, I got in my shoulder joint, a big, huge shot. And in both shoulders, and then three little injections all around it.
Nice.
With the fat stem cells, the different stem cell.
Right.
Yeah. And now I think they're pretty much healed. Now I work on the dysfunction. because they were so dysfunctional for so long that even though you're healed, your body doesn't know how to work properly again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now I've been working with Dr. Andrew Locke, who's also at Swiss.
Yeah.
And he's one of the best guys there is.
Nice. When you say function, like you had no rotation or
no, it's like to raise your arm when you're injured, your body will find a way around that to get it up.
Yeah.
Well, you create a new pattern that's wrong.
Right.
But you have to teach your body how to get that right pattern back and use the muscles in a way that you're supposed to again.
Or you'll re-damage it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you'll never feel good again.
Yeah.
Until you change that. You can't feel it.
Right.
That's wild.
Well, get that Patreon cranking, Scott. We got to go to
Save
Los
up for stem cells. Yeah, we got to get Ron some stem cells.
We got to do a It's Just Bodybuilding goes to Los Cabos.
For just $5 a month, you can save Ron.
Bring cats into this.
Get that Patreon.
Poor little white boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. $5 to Patreon. We're all going to Los Cabos.
Help Ron get a new bike.
Yeah. Oh, with the bike. Here we go. It's funny.
I love it.
I love that people mention that to me when they see me. I've got a lot of that this weekend. It's fun.
That's cool.
So, well, you might be the most jack guy ever, the Mr. Olympia of bike riding with that.
I think.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
Your new title.
I think. I've asked around. I'm like, you know anybody that's like, you know, bigger doing this? I haven't found anyone.
Yeah.
But no, it's what about do you go to the finals? Or like, are you going to go watch the bodybuilding tonight or anything?
No, I'm going to go out to dinner with a bunch of people and have fun.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. You've probably seen a bunch of those. And
I did, but no one walks around and gives me a ticket.
Right.
So, you know, we're kind of like unknown powerlifters, but
you like it that way.
Luckily, I don't give a crap.
No, you never did give much of a crap.
No, oh, look, man. I'm around you guys. I have fun.
Yeah,
we're having a freaking riot here.
Absolutely,
this is great. I hang out in the cage.
Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
No,
you guys have a choice.
Yep.
On who you hang out with, who you have on the show. You're not going to have a dick or a bitch on your show.
True.
That's not going to give you info that you're not going to have fun with.
Yep. Yeah.
Because they're not going to open up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, man, I'm real happy to see you again, Ed.
Thanks. Likewise.
I'm happy we're all still alive because there's a lot of people that are missing every year we come to these
that's
things.
That's true.
Yeah. I know. I tell everyone the first time I met you, I fanned a little bit when I saw you the first time. I was like, holy shit.
You were big then, though.
Yeah, I was like 300 plus when I first met him.
Yeah,
you're not small like now.
And I
know being the bodybuilder that'll get to him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's been retired long if he don't.
He'll be doing push-ups in front of the mirror tonight.
Yeah, but I remember I was like, oh, I gotta talk to Ed Cohen, and I knew you'd torn your quad, so I had to bond with you. I was like, I tore the same quad, and we had our quad.
Yeah, I tore my patellar tendon in half.
Yeah, oh your patella. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what like Milos and I bonded over that because he had it done. But then he didn't have a good surgery afterwards, where I had my cousin, who's an orthopedic surgeon, fix me.
Okay.
So I was able to do everything again, no problem. I mean, I went up to like 800 pounds still below parallel without even any knee sleeves or knee wraps or anything, no problem.
Just put you right back together.
When it's fixed, it's fixed.
Yeah, well, that was my quad tendon was good. I mean, I trained.
You just take your time coming back.
Yeah.
People rush it. They don't realize what they're doing.
Yeah, that's fun. That's cool, man. I'm glad you're.
Oh,
no problems. You're good. You
good
know.
Good enough.
I'd love to see. I'd love to hear in 6 months that your shoulders are even better and another level up. Do you think you're going to go again?
We'll do this at the Olympia.
There we go.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll see how you're doing then. Yeah. Are you going to go to Los Cabos between now and then?
Probably. I think just for a little tune-up. My buddy, one of my best friends ever, has a private jet and stuff. So. We go to Los Cabos.
No way.
It's nice to have buddies that
on
have
your
private
way,
jets.
Just buzz by and pick us up.
Yeah.
Do you get a goat discount at all? They give you the goat price?
From Dr. Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do multiple injections, he gives you a really good discount.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Do you have a code? Like,
do you have a code? Yeah, goat 20?
You know what? We're with Merrick Health.
Yeah.
Right.
And they wanted to give me a code. Well, you can make money when you get people to... I said, I don't want it.
Okay.
I said, I do not want to make a dime off you guys. You guys take care of me and keep me healthy and alive to straighten all my bad shit out from what I've done all my life. I don't want a damn thing from you guys.
Yeah, just do that part.
Yeah. You got to give back to people who are nice to you.
Absolutely.
It's not hard.
Yeah.
For a few bucks here and there, it's not worth it.
Agreed.
I'm not going to sell my soul.
Well, this goes right back to what Andrea said about Jay.
Yep, it sure does.
You know, we asked Andrea Shaw, four-time Miss O, you know, she's right there. We had her on yesterday, and we said, what's the best advice you ever got? And she said Jay Cutler told her, don't change on people.
No.
They do you a favor.
Just be nice.
Just be nice. Just, like, stay the same. Stay the same.
Yep.
You know? How many people that are dicks are happy?
Yeah.
That's
nobody.
A good point.
Yeah.
Nobody. But if you're nice to someone, you never have to look over your shoulder, and everyone always talks nice about you. It's
and
not hard.
You don't have to remember what you told them.
Right.
Because he just told them the truth. Yep. You know what I mean?
It's easy to remember that.
Yeah, Dusty learned this lesson.
I choose to be brutally honest and have fun.
I don't remember how brutal I was, but oh well.
Yeah. The coma straightened you out, buddy. So, man. Well, we're really happy to have you on, Ed.
Oh,
thanks. You very much, man.
I have a lot of fun. Thank
we were
you, guys.
We were just doing a time filler episode, and then the goat walks up. Ed
I'm
Cohen
glad I could
sits
fill the
down.
Time.
It was awesome.
All of a sudden, the show becomes interesting. Yeah. Now Scott's got to edit it into an Ed Cohen-only episode,
because
everything before
there you
that
go.
Was... Yeah.
No good. Problem.
Oh, remember, everybody, like, share, subscribe, comment, and...
Ring the bell.
IamMutant.com. Go to IamMutant.com and get your all in. Get
They're
your
the best.
Surge. And everyone should get on the gear.
Lots of gear.
Ed Cohen, love having you on the show.
Thanks, buddy.
You're the type of guy that you could just roll in on top of anybody and we just bump them.
Yep.
Throw you in. So thanks for coming by. Now, you're,
good things happen when you're nice.
One thing I did notice... Your wife was very happy to leave you here and disappear.
Oh, she's definitely.
Well, she's gone.
She can go anywhere and talk to anybody, and I never have to
she's
worry
She's probably about hanging out at Celsius with Jay.
Yeah, probably.
Probably up top there. Okay. Okay, Eddie Cohen on the show. Thanks, everybody.
Take care, guys.
Remember, day two at the Arnold. We're wrapping it up here pretty soon. And remember, it's just bodybuilding.